It's on May 14th at 4:30 p.m.
It's admission with donation.
We will be performing at the Isabel Bader Center.
You'll hear strings, orff instruments, and lots of singing.
Hope to see you all there.
Hello and good evening, folks. You tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You tuned into the Yellow Brick Road as we hit Sunday, 8 p.m. As always, I'm your host, Rue, and I'm bringing you an hour and a half of the best new music that's coming out of the UK and Ireland. And it's been, I think if you guys kind of follow the Yellow Brick Road socials, you must have seen it's been a really, really busy week. And next week gets even busier. So let's get cracking. Let's get straight into it because we've got a lot of great stuff coming up on the show for you tonight. We've been to shows. We have reviews for you. We have interviews for you. We're going to tell you what's happening in the world of British and Irish music as artists begin to sort of come to Canada. The tours are beginning. And sort of, you know, summer's opening up and people are beginning to hit the road once again. And it's a really exciting time. So let's get straight into it. I'm going to start us off once again with some music from Coachella this week. We talked about it last week. We're playing a little bit of the XX in the background, as you might remember. This is their song, The Intro, which was ironically the last song that they played during their sort of first big reunion appearance. And we're going to be talking about more British and Irish artists that played at the festival, because that's kind of the remit of this show, although we do deviate quite a lot. But Coachella Weekend 2 is always a little bit more exciting. It tends to be sort of the artist's weekend, the fans' weekend, as opposed to the sort of influencer weekend, if you will. And I think that really showed up this time because the performances were so much tighter, so much more interesting. A lot of bands brought out deep cuts of the sort that we hadn't really seen during Weekend 1, which was sort of like the sort of headline set. I think one performance that a lot of people are going to be talking about, and I know this has nothing to do with the Yellow Brick Road, but it's the Strokes' performance, because, oh my goodness, the first weekend they seemed almost a bit lackluster, but this weekend they really showed you why they're such a potent band, why, you know, they're a band that so many of us fell in love with in the first place. They were on form, they were pulling out the deep cuts. Even Julian Casablancas's, you know, stage banter seemed a little less directionless and a little bit less awkward than last time. And I think we're all just talking about their final song of the set, Oblivious, where they ended out and went out on such a strong political message. I mean, firstly, to bring out a deep cut like that to finish their set, I think they just kind of had nothing left to lose, if you will. Like, when they've already finished their set, there's not a lot anybody could do, you know, in case anybody wasn't happy with what they said. Throwing back to memories of Kneecap from last year at Coachella, which kickstarted a very intense year for them. But the Strokes kind of finished their set with Oblivious, a deep cut from 2016 that's basically only been played once ever. They brought it back to close out their set at Coachella, and they accompanied it with some very, very strong imagery, just kind of like montages of various leaders, heads of state of South American countries, with captions of the year in which they were deposed, and often with like a caption saying that there was CIA involvement in their deposition. And so put on a very, very strong message, ended with images of Iran and basically the US's latest similar operation. And I think it's one of the most potent political statements the Strokes have made, the most relevant I think they've been in years. So that was incredible. And I think that's just what Weekend 2 at Coachella does to you. So many other bands, so much tighter. And I'm going to play some sets for us by some of the UK artists, some who we maybe weren't able to get to last week because we were only able to bring you coverage until Saturday, since Sunday was literally still live and happening. So I'm going to play us some music from some artists that we missed last week. So a lot of Sunday sets and some stuff from Weekend 2 as well that I was able to get my hands on for you. I'm going to start us off with a secret guest appearance by none other than Muse's Matt Bellamy, who appeared during electronic artist Anima's Midnight Headline slot. And it's a kind of electronic EDM song, but the vocals are quite recognizably Matt Bellamy. It's an unreleased song. It seems to be an Anima song rather than a Muse song. It's called Carrier of Souls. Because I've looked at the track listing for Muse's new album. It doesn't seem to be on it, so I'd assume it's an anime song. What have Muse been up to? They've just announced their 10th studio album. It's out this June, called The Wow Signal. And the reason why I'm so excited for this album is it looks like Muse returning to what they do best. They're writing music influenced by Matt Bellamy's reading list. The album is named after a signal detected by a radio telescope back in 1977, which was basically a very strong and consistent signal. It lasted 72 seconds, and so its detection had the scientific community at the time really excited and jumping on board to find its origin, because the hypothesis at the time was that if, like us, there were intelligent civilizations out there in the universe, they might try and find other intelligent life forms by sort of sending out signals into the universe and trying to listen back for answers. This signal was strong and long enough to seem like it wasn't random or it wasn't just noise, and so it had a lot of astrophysicists encouraged about the possibility of discovering extraterrestrial life. I mean, now sort of the idea is if you're a really clever civilization, you would kind of keep it all hidden and not try and contact other extraterrestrial beings. But coming back to 1977, why the signal was named the Wow Signal was because one of the scientists was observing the printout of the signal, Jerry R. Amen. He'd circled the signal on the printout written on the printout log and sort of written in a red pen next to it, "Wow!" exclamation mark. And so it became known as the Wow Signal. And Muse are really good at taking these big concepts of science, politics, economics, and finding a human connection to it all, often a very personal connection. Matt Bellamy has been saying for a while as well, musically, that he's been interested in exploring more metal roots. We saw that on the last album on songs like Kill or Be Killed. Last year, they released Unraveling as a standalone signal, much before there was any kind of shape of an album. And that was a bit more on the pop metal side, a bit like heavier riffs, but more production. They're working with producer Dan Lancaster, who was a touring guitarist with them, but has also done production work for bands like Bring Me the Horizon. And you can kind of hear that in that single. But now the news have announced the full album, The Wow Signal. They released the single with it, Be With You. And I feel like now we're in the Muse album release cycle proper. Because with Muse, there's always this first sort of this thing to throw you off the scent. There's always an early poppier single that Muse released that gets all the hardcore fans riled up and they get really mad and they say things like, "We need you to go back to sounding like you did on Origin of Symmetry." And after that, they just go out and drop a banger of a song out of nowhere, and then suddenly everyone's back on board. And that's exactly what they did a few weeks ago. They played an intimate show at the Brixton Academy, and now come on, if you're as big a band as Muse are, where you're playing headlining sold out stadiums like Wembley Arena or Stade de France or the Olympico in Rome, these like stadiums with 80,000, 90,000 people, then playing a show at the Brixton Academy to 5,000 people is intimate. The last intimate show Muse did in Canada was at Toronto's History, 2,500 people. So at this Brixton show, they dropped a new song live called Cryogen. Glad to hear that the sci-fi naming is still a strong suit of Muse's, but this is a banger of a song live, and the tone and, sort of for the lack of a better word, the dexterity of the riff that Matt Bellamy plays, not to go all Origin of Symmetry on it once again, but it kind of reminds me a little bit of songs like Plugin Baby. And it's heavy, it's exciting, it's interesting, there's all these wonderful changes, and I can't wait for them to release it. So that's what's been going on in Muse's world. They're also going to be playing in Canada pretty soon. They're playing in Toronto at the RBC Amphitheatre on the 15th of July. I don't like the venue, but they're supported by Block Party. So I think regardless of the venue sound and all that, it's going to be a really good show. So now you know what's going on in the world of Muse. Matt Bellamy, though, he lives in LA now, and last week he posted a picture from Coachella that would rival that one picture of Julian Casablancas of The Strokes, Alex Kapranos from Franz Ferdinand, and Alex Turner from Arctic Monkeys, all talking together backstage in Stockholm in Sweden in 2005 at a Strokes show. You've definitely seen that picture. It's like the indie rock frontman trinity. You've definitely seen that picture, and if you haven't, then just Google it. But this picture that Matt Bellamy posted was him together with Jack White and Albert Hammond Jr. of The Strokes, captioned "Three guys, six strings," and it was like the 2000s rock guitarist holy trinity in one shot. It was really great. But at the time, I wondered if, you know, Matt had just come down to see Coachella because he's kind of a... He shows up at festivals like Coachella and Bonnaroo and all that, and he also does just live in California. But now I'm wondering if Matt had originally come down for his cameo during Anima's show last week, which had to be cancelled because of inclement weather and the stage not being safe and everything. So we'll play you that, and we'll also have some music from FKA Twigs' set. She played on Sunday last week. Her performance was a full effort one. The choreography was tight, she was so expressive and cool. I'll play us a performance from week one, the song Striptease, which is from her latest album, the Grammy-winning Eusexua. So let's get started. This is Anima and Matt Bellamy, Carrier of Souls, on CFRC Radio, live from Coachella.
Heaven is a place that is no more. The light bends slow, and still you beg for more. On my shoulders, a weight I cannot bear. I crave silence, I drown in your prayers. I am a carrier of souls. I am a carrier of souls. I am a carrier.
with Striptease live from Coachella. That was from weekend one, folks. We're playing a few of the performances that we quite enjoyed from Coachella by artists from the UK and Ireland. We also heard Anima, the American-Italian DJ. He brought out, well, he brought out a number of guests. He brought out Lisa, the K-pop singer. He also brought out Matt Bellamy from the band Muse. And we heard their performance of a new song, unreleased song, called Carrier of Souls, which I think is actually Anima's song as opposed to a Muse song. But either just Matt Bellamy or all of Muse have worked on it, because they seem to be credited on it on sort of the shots that have been shared on Instagram and such. So you never know, it wouldn't be the first time. Last year, Muse worked with the DJ and producer Zed as well on a new song. But coming back to Coachella, I'm going to play us a few more performances from the festival. Might be a lot more of them from weekend one, although I do feel like weekend two is always just a better environment. You know, people say, if you're feeling a bit cynical, that there's a lot fewer influencers and such over there. I thought that the music was a lot better, but I guess you could also just say that the bands are much more used to being in the Coachella environment and having done it before and all of that. I'm going to play us some performances by other UK and Irish artists. There were quite a few. There were artists like Fake Mink, there was Central Cee. I'm not really going to play Sench's clip because I thought they could have posted a better one. They posted a minute long clip, and it's one where he's not sort of the primary artist on it, so you just kind of hear him doing backing vocals, and I feel, what is the point of posting something like that? But I'm going to play us instead some music from the queen of British rap, Little Sims, and it's been really nice to see her getting her due in the States. I think she can still be much bigger over there. But she put out an incredible performance in the afternoon, a beautiful rendition of her incredible song Free, which you know we love on this show. I talked about how when she was in Toronto, she had to restart that song, and it kind of became this real moment of like the songs, the lyrics coming to life, because they had to stop the show to help somebody who I think had passed out or something like that. And then she goes, I think love is offering your immediate help, and that's kind of what was happening at the show at the time. Anyway, I love her. She's back in Canada soon though, because she's going to be playing at Oceaga on the Saturday, and then she's returning as support for Gorillaz on their mountain tour, where she's going to be supporting them in both Toronto and Montreal. You can find her at littlesims.com. Wet Leg also wowed crowds on the Sunday, and it's always a great moment at festivals when Wet Leg go out there and just do the scream on your mum with 50,000 people. It's such a moment. But one of the great things about festivals is a chance for collaborations and forming musical friendships between artists whose paths would otherwise maybe not cross. So Wet Leg somehow backstage ran into Horse Girl, the DJ who performs with a big horse mask on her face. And she joined them on stage for the performance of CPR, so we're going to be listening to that. You can find them at wetleg.bandcamp.com. And then lastly, I mean, that's the last of our Coachella coverage for now. We're going to be moving on to new releases. In the background, you can hear a little bit of the beautiful, haunting instrumental track, a new release from Boards of Canada called Tape 05. It's their first release in 13 years, and you can find it at boardsofcanada.bandcamp.com. Let's get started with Little Sims. This is Free, live from Coachella.
So if you know, you can say, wishing that the love will set us free. I think that love is forgiving yourself. I think that love is offering your immediate help. I think that love is everything that we need in this world. I think the key is being honest and being yourself. I think love is understanding that people can change and loving them anyway through every stage. I read all about love, then I gave it to Jade. Cause love is sharing, there's so much to gain. Yo, love is every time I put pen to the page. If I don't love what I'm doing, then I'm hardly engaged. Yeah, God, you love me though I am flawed. I know I'm not an innocent child, but I am yours. And if you're with me, you're safe. I know my body isn't immortal, but I am brave. I think you know what's real love when it's sincere. I show up to Coachella, sing. Wishing that the love will set us free. Said that we will never ever crash, fold under. In the back, I need to hear you. You ready? Sing it to me. Say, wishing that the love will set us free. Nice. See, love is something that you can't measure. No judgment, no pressure. Your letter, your words. think that fear is not trusting yourself. I think that fear is keeping true information withheld. I think fear can be exposed in abundance of wealth, and then creeps in when you're not loving yourself. Fear can be dressed in a form of protection. Fear can be the culprit of slowing progression. Can be impulsive and be an obsession. I think we fear all the answers, so we don't ask the questions. Yeah, I think that shit is a lethal weapon. I think we fear being naked from the fear of rejection. If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, why are we obsessed with seeking perfection? Fear will probably hear this and feel exposed. Fear works best when lovers are close. But love will never judge you because of your pain. Look in the mirror, Coachella, wishing at the love. Sick, wishing at the love. Said that we will never ever crash fold. A little louder, just for me, here we go. Sing, wishing that the love. See, love is something that you can't measure, no judge. Even louder, Coachella, you ready? Sing,
wishing that the love.
Said that we will never ever crash fold under pressure. Love, okay. All I need you to do is say free. You can't hold me down cause I've always been. Why they always wanna hate when the love is? Hear me now, mind check, it was 1, 2. 1 hour went enough, so I had to get. I remember when they said nothing in life is. Evil spirits cannot enter when your soul is. And they said he got the juice, I should pull up hat. Every time I bust a lyric, I'm feeling so. Every time I'm on the stage, I'm feeling so. I'm just simply what she called me when my knees turn. Trying to call it double trouble for. Never miss a countdown. 5, 4, 2, 1, take off in the air. Shot my brothers locked in the can, trying to get. There's a war outside, pray the people go. Shot my brothers locked in the can, trying to get. There's a war outside, pray the people go. Shot my brothers locked in the can, trying to get. There's a war outside, pray the people go free.
College.
Flex leg, CPR. Live from Coachella with the DJ Horse Girl as the emergency responder.
Horse Girl, everybody!
Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. That's the last of our Coachella coverage for now, and we're going to be moving on to other music, other releases, other stuff that's been happening in the world of British and Irish music in the last couple of weeks or so. I should also say we played a little bit of Little Sims. She performed Free, and it was just, what a performance. There's been a lot of really cool stuff happening. You know, we're kind of getting into the summer, as we said, with Coachella and everything kicking things off. And a lot of the artists that were at Coachella, artists like Wet Leg, Geese, who we played on the show last week, Little Sims, they're all going to be playing Oceaga this summer. And Oceaga plays a really interesting position in the sort of live music circuit in North America, or at least the festival circuit. It happens on the same weekend as Lollapalooza in Chicago, and often artists play both festivals during the same weekend. And sometimes that means that us as media, we're not really able to interview them because they're often rushing overnight, you know, straight to or straight from Chicago, doing the, 16-hour trip. It's really stressful, I'm sure. But Oceaga is a great place for discovering new artists early, before they blow up. In the past, we've seen artists like Chapel Roan, who got booked by them just like 6 months before she became the biggest artist on the planet. Lola Young, they had her the very same year. In fact, I think Lola was playing pretty much just before Chapel Roan. So she was on at like 2:30, Chapel was on at 3, and both of them have gone on to just become huge artists in their own right, not a year or maybe 2 years since then. So it's been, and so they've had a really good track record of kind of showing you all these incredible artists before they've blown up. Last year they had artists like Artemis as well, who I think possibly again has the potential to blow up and become really, really huge. And last year's headliner on one of the other stages was Doechii. I was at last year for a day and I really enjoyed it. And I think this year as well, there's quite a few artists across the 3 days that are worth looking out for, who could go on to become really big players in the sort of live music scene. You've got artists like Geese, OK Lou, who everyone has been talking about a lot as well, C-Matt, Little Sims, Jim Legacy, all of you whom could be headline level performers in a few years' time. They've also got some pretty big names, but you know, names who are just like a step below being the full headliners, who you would really enjoy seeing, who might not be as busy as sort of the main river stage headliners, but artists like Zara Larsson, Kehlani, Viagra Boys, Turnstile, and Wolf Parade as well, who are just sort of receiving newfound attention once again since Heated Rivalry kind of blew them up from being on the soundtrack. But there are also other really cool artists to discover, and often this is your chance to see them in a festival setting without blowing huge money on them, because, they're not going to come back to Coachella. They're not going to come back to Oceaga once they blow up, because it is quite expensive to book them too. So that's where I think Oceaga sits in the live music kind of circuit. You know, it's festival discovery, but you can also make time to go see your favorite artists. And if I'm being quite honest, it is much cheaper than most American festivals that offer similar levels of programming. I'm going to play as one of the artists that has been announced for Oceaga, because they have a new single out as well. Let's listen to some Jim Legacy. He has a new single out called I Don't Know, I Don't Know, which is his first release since his 2025 Black British Music, brackets 2025, that was the album. It made our Albums of the Year list, and I know it did for a lot of other publications as well. On the song, you'll hear his soul, for his trademark vocals, quite soulful, but a little bit almost like watery with the sort of effects that he uses. And, you know, the music is this mix of bright synths and a bass that really belongs on the dance floor, and it kind of evolves into this beautiful gospel track. You can find him at Jim LEGACY, Legacy, but then there's an X in there, .bandcamp.com. Speaking of live music, actually, I'm not in tonight because I'm going to go see a band called Telescreens. They're opening for Sir Chloe, so it's not really their show. But we're going to be going over, we'll be talking to them, doing a little interview with them. And they're a band that has so much passion and energy live. They're from New York City, and they went on this big North American tour last year supporting Franz Ferdinand. And that's where we saw them when they opened for them at History. They've got a new album coming out in a couple of months' time. It's called Why the Lights Flicker. You should go pre-order it and all of that stuff. You can find them at telescreens.us. I'm gonna see if I'll be able to fit them in at the end of the show. There's just a lot of really cool music happening that I want to play for us, that I want to talk to you about. Let's play some music and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it. I'm gonna play us some music from Heavenly, really cool indie band from the late 80s, early 90s. They were part of that C86 movement, and they're actually coming to Canada really soon. They're on a North American tour. They've reformed really recently, and they're gonna be in Toronto on Tuesday, where they're playing at the Great Hall. And you can find them at heavenlyindie.bandcamp.com. They've recently released a new album as well called Highway to Heavenly. And they're going to be supported by a really cool band from Toronto called Cootie Catcher, who've also just released their second album. It's called Something We All Got. I saw them at the Junos Fest last week, last month, and seen them a couple of times, and they're a really fun band. But we're going to be talking to both of these bands at that show. We're going to be doing a little interview, so look out for that. And then after that, I want to play some music from Art Brut as well. And that's because I went and I saw them live, and I'll tell you all about it when we come back. You can find them at artbrut.org.uk. Let's get started off with Heavenly. This is from the new album, Highway to Heavenly. The song's called Good Times on CFRC Radio.
To cover up with lies, hide behind yourself to my sight. Never let any facts enter in your eyes. 'Cause we stand for all your hatred. Lost our ticket.
something amazing about that blue. It makes me want to step outside. I want to loosen my tie. Sweet Jesus, my heart is beating faster and faster. I'm palpitating. I'm sweating. I just can't help myself. I just can't help myself. Madonna makes me want to run out. Madonna makes me want to run out. I'm in the Pompidou, that's in Paris. And the French, they're far more laid back about their art galleries. There's little children running around. I see a piece by Matisse. That's my window of opportunity. I take 5 steps back, I put my head down, and I run at it! Madonna makes me want to rock out! Madonna makes me want to rock out!
Thoughts, I know. I've been trying to find a cure, I know. I got tobacco in my drawer, I know. But I don't know if I give them everything and then they'll love me. I don't know, I don't know. Yeah, I told them I don't know, I don't know. I was living on the floors, didn't stop, ayy. 29 seconds on my block and the feds pull up on us all night. Friends told me if I made money, I'll die. Nearly 2 years since I lost, you wanna cry. But I don't know if I give them everything and floors didn't stop, eh? But so it goes. 22 ages in deposit gone slow. Trying to make a killing, they ain't give me dividends. I was only early ages, I was losing all my friends. I was, but I don't know. Scheming with the veggies in my pocket, I don't know. If I die a legend, hope they lay me with my friends. I was trying to talk to labels, they would tell me just a trend. I was, yeah. I've been living with my floors, I know. Fighting with my thoughts, I know. I've been trying to find a cure, I know. On the floors didn't stop, ayy. 29 seconds on my block and the feds pull up on us for a lie. Friends told me if I made money I'll die. Nearly 2 years since I lost, you wanna cry. But I don't know if I give them everything and they don't love me. I don't know, I don't know. Yeah, I told them I don't know, I don't know. I was living on the floors, didn't stop.
Jim Legacy with IDK, IDK. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Yellow Brick Road. We heard some music from Heavenly, some Art Brute, and Jim Legacy. And folks, let me tell you something about Art Brute. Like I said, I've been at a number of shows this week, and one of them was a bit of a throwback show. Now, if you're an indie sleaze head, or as a lot of folks over the age of 30 like to call it, garage rock revival, indie rock, the indies, the noughties, the zeros. If you were in and around that scene, or if you're old enough to be offended by the term indie sleaze, then you might remember the band Art Brute. They were one of London's cheekiest, one of their most irreverent bands. They kind of started in the middle of a fight, if legend is to be believed. So they hadn't even, it wasn't even their own show. They'd gone to see, I think, the Libertines, because this was, they say, in 2003. So it would have been just after Pete Doherty was released from prison and before he kind of was kicked out of the band once again. And they were performing around the country, and these were obviously very hyped and very anticipated shows. And then Pete Doherty just went missing in the middle of it. And once it became clear that he wasn't going to be coming back on stage, there was a lot of tension in the crowd, and it looked like there were fights about to break out or had already broken out. And in the middle of all this, someone pipes up and goes, "Surely there's a band here that can play." And while Eddie Argos, singer in the band Art Brut, had only recently formed the band and they'd played maybe one or two shows at the time, his little brother, who had just recently got into rock music, but I don't know if he was in the band, but he just kind of shouted out, "We're in a band." And so these guys, you know, with sort of this hungry mob turning towards them, looking at them, he kind of realized there's no backing out. And so they were forced onto the stage, forced to play their second or third ever show to basically an audience the size of an audience that was waiting ravenously for a recently reunited Libertines to come back. And that kick-started an explosive career, and it's been along those lines ever since. Now, they kind of wrote about some of these experiences with songs like Formed a Band, where they literally are talking about forming a band, about Eddie's little brother's rock and roll ambitions, and all of that on their delightful 2005 debut album, Bang Bang Rock and Roll, which I think is the best way you can describe the kind of music that they make. And last year was 20 years of that album. So they've been touring around. They recently did a tour in the UK with Maximo Park, both bands having 20th anniversaries just around the corner. And now they've come back to North America for the first time in a pretty long time. 17 years, I think, is what Eddie was saying the last time that they were in Canada. So it's been a while. They came back and it's like they never left. They're still high energy and incredible as ever. They're cheeky as ever. They updated some of their lyrics. So, you know, in songs like Formed a Band, they're talking about how, you know, Eddie Argos' speaking voice and singing voice are one and the same, and it's not ironic. And they're just connecting. They're talking to the kids, but the kids are now in their mid-30s. They're just connecting with people in their mid-30s. And I think one of the standout sections as well is there's a song called Modern Art, where Eddie sings sort of about, you know, just really enjoying modern art, and also kind of saying this for the benefit of the girls, because he thought that, like, girls would like a guy that enjoys his art. And so he's just name-dropping art galleries in the song. And it's only a 2.5 minute song live, but the way he updates it live is he goes on this 20 minute long improv about, you know, visiting his third ever art gallery and going through all the motions of, like, wanting to lick the painting, getting tasered by a security guard, finding out that the painting tastes like tomato soup. I see what you did there, a little nod to the whole Extinction Rebellion protest that happened a little while ago. Anyway, it's a really, really fun thing. I think if you can catch them on this tour or anytime else, you should go see them, because they're just as fun. They still know how to do Bang Bang Rock and Roll, and it was a great show to see live as well. And so that's why we played a little bit of Modern Art, but we played the 2.5 minute version of it, not the 6 minute version. I've got some new music coming up on the show for you now as well. You're listening to in the background a little bit of a band called Group AD, and the song is called Forza AD. And I know nothing about these guys. They're a group from Leeds, recently started, I think just kind of sprung out of nowhere / Leeds, their local scene. They say the name stands for the Group for Action and Dance, and their music sits somewhere between dubbed out, psychedelic, no wave, and spaghetti western orchestral maximalism. They've only played 2 shows to date, including a packed out show, their debut gig, and a sold out support slot at the O2 Academy in Leeds with their fellow Leeds band English Teacher. They've just released a new EP called Color Space Transform. They say the tracks slip between orchestral flourishes of John Barry, Ennio Morricone, the surf rock of Jet Harris, and spectral 80s dance floor maximalism, with each style appearing a suggestion rather than an imitation. You can find them at groupad.bandcamp.com to find the EP over there. But we're going to be playing some music from Big Fear coming up next. They've got a new single called Courier Mail, which is a follow-up to their EP from last summer called Career Day. Lyrically, it seems like a bit of a digital horror of a song about a dystopian techno-feudal future. Musically, these guys always hit it out of the park. It's a bit different on every song that you've heard from them, but this one reminds me a bit of Depeche Mode with those twinkling synths layered on top of much warmer tones. It's a great song from them as always. The harmonies on the song are brilliant as well. It's very lush, very wonderful. It seems like the start of a new era for them because they've wiped their Instagram clean. So let's see what comes for them next. You can find them at bigfear.bandcamp.com. I'm also going to be playing us some music from a Nottingham-based band called Bloodworms, who I've seen get hyped quite a bit in and around music scenes. They've just announced their debut EP, Blood and Lust, that's coming out next week on the 24th of April, and I'm going to be playing you a single from it called Alone in Your Garden. They say they were inspired by the autumn in writing this song. The smell of the air, the leaves falling, the damp stillness, it feels so specifically English. They say they were trying to evoke all that in the song. The song itself to me sounds quite melancholy and kind of shoegazy. They say the song was an attempt at mixing old English folk with all its folklore and emphasis on tales with the gothic sounds that they're drawn to. You can find them on their Bandcamp page, bloodworm1.bandcamp.com. And then another review for you. So we were very lucky to be invited out to see Alice Phoebe Lou last week. She's a South African artist based in Berlin, singer-songwriter, writes these heartfelt and almost conversational lyrics. And her song She from 2018 was nominated for an Oscar. Her latest album last year, last summer, Oblivion, was a much more stripped-down sort of album where she's always had these like beautiful, lush melodies, lovely instrumentation, build-ups and stuff, but she decided to almost strip it all back. A lot of these are songs that she's had in the pocket for many, many years, and it was kind of a brave thing for her to then jump into just releasing these songs as they were, like keeping them stripped back, keeping almost, she said, almost sort of imperfections in. It's led by pianos, acoustic guitars, and she kind of lets her voice do more of the talking. And live, she created such a beautiful, immersive atmosphere. And like a friend of mine, Figure, described it as being almost dreamlike. So it was almost a very intimate set she played at the concert hall. Just her, a guitar, occasionally a piano accompaniment from the opener at her show, John Andrews. It was a very ethereal, kind of soft performance, but still, even through that, you know, all the passion was really coming through. She's singing about these friendships and breakups, and you could just see that everyone in the room was really hanging on to her every word. There was a little bit of experimentation as well. She brought out an omnichord, and you know, it just felt like she was taking her time, letting it happen, building these worlds once again, and creating this kind of like dreamlike trance around her, where you kind of get drawn into her words, and she's like drawing them out, almost giving them more meaning with every new way that she enunciates the words. So all in all, it was a very beautiful, very all-encompassing, and quite of a kind of a show that really draws you in. You know, there are some beautiful pictures from the show that Fig took, which you can find on the Yellow Brick Road Instagram page. So again, thanks to them for having us out. It was such a beautiful show. I'm gonna play us a slightly older song of hers called Dirty Mouth, because that's our Fig recommendation. It's Fig's favorite song. But you can find her music at alicephoebelou.bandcamp.com.
I was a girl with a big heart, and they really roughed me up. My body fell asleep when they took it away from me. But I got it back. Now I do.
I woke up.